word of God says this. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down. These words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage. And I will be his God. He will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. The word of God is clear. And I am talking to you men who brought women to this place of death. The word of God is clear. No coward will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Every man with unrepentant hearts who lives his life as a coward will perish in its sin and will spend eternity in hell. Men, God sees what you are doing today as detestable in his sight. Whether you are the father of a child who is scheduled to be murdered here, whether you are the grandfather of a child who is scheduled to be murdered here, whether you are a man who makes excuses for his participation in the murder of unborn children by saying, Hey, I'm just giving her a ride. God sees what you are doing today as detestable in his sight. If you are here today, men, if you are here today heaping sin upon sin because you are sexually immoral, because you are a fornicator, because you are a liar, by lying to a woman who is not your wife and telling her how much you love her so you could have sex with her, only to come here to then murder the child, you are heaping sin upon sin. You are trying to run away from your sin by committing more sin, and you are a coward. You are also an idolater. If you have brought a woman to this place of death, you are an idolater. You have put your own pleasure. You have put your own convenience before the life of the woman you brought here and before the child's life who you seek to murder. You are a worshiper of self. You are an idolater of self. You probably looked in the mirror today as you were getting cleaned up to come to this place of murder. You probably said to yourself, Hey, in spite of this, I'm still a good person. The reason you would think that way is because your morality is so very low that you would call murder of unborn children a good thing. Real men love women. Courageous men love women. Chivalrous men love women. But the coward who brings a woman to an abortion clinic hates women. Hates women of all ages. Whether 20 years old, 20 months old, or 20 weeks old in the womb of their mother. And you will stand before God to give an account for your life. God sees what you are doing behind this mirrored glass. There are no secrets before God. There are no secrets from God. He not only knows what you're doing, He knows your every thought. And when you stand before Him like a flood, like a raging fire, like a falling mountain, you will be crushed under the weight of your sin and under the weight of God's wrath against sin. And there will be no escape. None. And He will do what is right. He will do what is just. He will do what is holy. He will do what is good. He will punish your sin. And the punishment that God has ascribed for sin is eternity in hell. I don't want that for you. I don't want that for the most cowardly among you. I don't want that for you. I don't want you to perish in your sin. I care more about you than you care about yourself. Because I care about you men. As human beings, I must warn you of the wrath to come. Some churches, some caring Christian people will pat you on the back and say that they understand how difficult your circumstances are. Stand by the strength of your conviction, you coward! Some caring church people will put their arms around you and say, "There, there, you're only making a mistake." Some will pat you on the back and say, "God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life." And they would lie to you because they care more about what you'll think of them than of where you'll spend eternity. I love you enough to tell you the truth. God not only hates your sin of murder, He hates the murderer. He not only hates the shedding of innocent blood, He hates the hands connected to your arms, connected to your shoulder, connected to your heart, that sheds innocent blood. But God, who is angry with the wicked every day, whose wrath abides upon the ungodly, who will judge the world in righteousness, is loving, merciful, gracious, kind. And He sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man and without sin. He lived a perfect life that you have failed to live today, time and time and time again. And then he voluntarily went to the cross. Unlike you, who would take the life of a child to improve your life, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, gave his life to save life. God the Father made God the Son, who knew no sin. God the Father made him, God the Son, who knew no sin, be sin on our behalf, so that through him we might become, we might receive the righteousness of God. Jesus Christ voluntarily went to the cross to take upon himself the punishment that cowards, murderers, liars, idolaters like you deserve. And then 3 days later, he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. He is alive today. He will return at a time of the Father's choosing. And what God commands of you men is that you repent. What God commands of you is that you take the woman you brought by the hand and you bring her out of this place of death. God commands you to turn from cowardice and to turn to courage. God commands you to turn from your sin and to turn toward God. And by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And Jesus says, to the thirsty, I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. If you turn from drinking your sin like water and turn to drink from the fountain of life that is Jesus Christ the Lord, he will save you. He will forgive your sin, even the sin of murder, and he will remember it no more. But you must come to Christ on his terms. God does not negotiate with cowards. God does not negotiate with the sexually immoral. God does not negotiate with liars. God does not negotiate with the murderers of children. You must come on his terms. And he commands you this day to repent. You are not independent. You are not autonomous. You are not a free thinker. You are limited by your sin nature. And you are owned. You are owned by God. Just as he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, he owns you because he has created you. He is your Lord, even though you are in rebellion today. And he will either glorify himself by saving you or by crushing you like powder. He is Lord. He is your Lord. You will stand before him. Your only hope to come to Christ on His terms. Turn from your sin by faith. By faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Ladies, young women, if you are in there because you're afraid of the man beside you, don't. Don't be afraid of a coward. There are real men out here who will protect you with our very lives. We will be the brothers maybe you've never had. We will be the fathers maybe you never had. And we will die for you as if you were one of our own. We will love you enough to protect you from the coward who brought you in. There are more than 24 men out here who love you as if you were our own child. I will lay down my life for you today to protect not only your baby, but to protect you as a daughter. So there's no excuse to murder your child. And if the man follows you out, he will have to go through me and my friends to get you. And he will fail. Because men love women. Men protect their daughters and their wives. Cowards offer them up on the sacrificial altar of convenience and hate and murder. You won't find a coward out here. So come out, girls. Come out. We will love you. We will provide for your needs. We will take care of you. We will feed you. We will clothe you. We will house you. We will love your child as if your son or daughter was our own grandson or granddaughter. Don't kill your child. Don't murder your baby today. If you cannot raise your child, we will find one of millions of families who weep and pray for a baby like yours, beautiful in the sight of God, and beautiful in your eyes too. Girls, if you go through with this, you're still going to be a mother. You're simply going to be the mother of a dead baby now. Your motherhood never ends. Talk to one mother whose child died in the crib of sudden infant death syndrome. Talk to one mother who held their child in their arms as they died of cancer. Talk to one mother whose child was gunned down in a bad neighborhood and ask them if they're still a mother. They will look at you with tears in their eyes, incredulously wondering how anyone could ask such a heartless and stupid question. They will say, "Of course, I'm a mother. I'm a mother of a dead child." So come out. Come out and be loved. They do not love you in here. The counselors, the clinicians, the doctors who swore a Hippocratic oath to do no harm, and the cowards who brought you in, they do not love you. Come out. come out and experience the love of God through the love of His people. Turn from your sin. By faith alone, receive Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior. What God has given you, time. Come out.